With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Motivation from world-class instructors.
We're going to pick it up a notch. It's the holiday season.
You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Work out to thousands of live and on-demand classes, from running to cycling to yoga. Try Peloton risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only, not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial. Peloton, motivation that moves you.
Yes, yes. Welcome into QFTA. Timothy Michael McKernan, Action Jackson with you from the HomeLoanExpert.com studios. It is September 22nd, 2022. Action Jackson, tell me what the good word is.
The good word is the forecast for tomorrow is gorgeous. This whole weekend is going to be great. Everything's on the up and up.
Oh, my God. Wow. You know, look at this guy.
You know, sometimes,
look at this guy, everybody.
Sometimes perspective is important, and we're looking all upside. All
my
is upside.
God.
Yeah. Perspective.
Wow. Action Jackson, a positive spirit today here on
you gotta have it.
QFTA. Thank you to our sponsors for making the podcast possible, both QFTA and Pick 6 here on the Tim McKernan Show. Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, online at thehomeloanexpert.com. And if you are in the market to buy a home, get pre-approved with Ryan Kelly online at thehomeloanexpert.com. And if you're looking to refinance, do so with Ryan Kelly at thehomeloanexpert.com. I have done both. And I have done both within the last couple of years with Ryan Kelly and his staff at thehomeloanexpert.com. And I recommend them wholeheartedly to you. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, longtime title sponsor of TMA and studio sponsor of The Tim McKernan Show. And once you get your home with Ryan Kelly, you get it insured with James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. I am a James Carlton client, and I recommend James Carlton and his team to you in a major way. 314-961-4800. With inflation, people are seeing everything cost more. Well, insurance shouldn't be that way. Let James Carlton save money for you. I'm telling you, as a James Carlton client, I get texts, I would say once every couple of months, just saying, hey, we found a way to save money here when you do this with us. And it's just so nice to have people working for you. And I also like the texting, and it's just easy. It's James Carlton, 314-961-4800 in Webster Groves, 314-961-4800, or go online at carltoninsurance.net. Jackson, you are a Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies client.
Yep, and I'm so happy I am. I mean, seriously, to be Tim was talking about before I even started working with Mark Hanna, he's like, I wish I could go back in time and tell my 22, 23, 24-year-old self to start working with someone like Mark Hanna. And I took heed of his advice, and I did exactly that. I started working with Mark Hanna, and now I'm in such a better position right now than I was even a year ago today. And it doesn't matter what you're saving for, retirement, kids' college fund, whatever it is. Working with someone like Mark Hanna is so important. You know, he's got great expertise. He builds a custom plan for you. And on top of all of that, he's just a wonderful human being who's super wise. I love working with Mark Hanna. I love getting on the phone with Mark Hanna if I ever need adjustments or anything. So if that sounds good to you, and if you don't have somebody, get in touch with Mark Hanna today. He'll get you straightened down. If you already have somebody, consider making the switch because he's the best in the business.
314-889-0503 or go online at Evergreen STL. That's Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Jamie Burkhardt and the great team at Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. An unfortunate situation in our house as somebody backed into somebody's car, and that meant we had damage to both vehicles. And we took both vehicles to Munganess, and they took care of them quick, fast, and in a hurry. They're the best. That's where I got my car, too. It's Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota. If you would like the introduction to Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganess, all you got to do is email me, tmckernan@insidestl.com, and I will connect you with them. It's Munganess, St. Louis, Acura.com, AltonToyota.com. Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, and Alton Toyota, and Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com. Are you experiencing air conditioning issues? Well, work with Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. It's designairservice.com. And once you go to designairservice.com, you click on the Book Now tab, and a service technician is out there quick, fast, and in a hurry. They are the absolute best. I am a client. Doug Vaughn is a client. We recommend you become a client as well. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com. All right, Jackson.
All right.
What do you got?
You know, I have takes, but...
Do you really?
Yeah, but
I was just buying time to slide over to my laptop.
Yeah, there are no takes that anyone wants to hear right now.
I'd be curious. Well, what's a burr in your saddle?
Obviously, Ime Udoka's got me confused.
Obviously.
Yeah, so that's where I am right now. I'm trying to think what's going to happen with the Celtics this year, what's going on with the
I think Udoka. We all are.
Yeah, so, but like I said, I don't think anyone cares about it, so I'm not going to bore you with it.
Let me ask you a question.
Ooh, I like
this. This is me and you now. Mm. This is me and you in the arena.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Born.
So we're in the sales meeting 2 days ago, and a joke was made by our general sales manager, Kelly Hanna.
Yeah.
And then I made a joke, and then you said to me, fuck off. And I laughed about it, and then I thought to myself,
Yeah. You know what? It's funny you bring that up because I thought about that too as well. Because I remember.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought about it and I was like, did I really tell Tim to fuck off in a sales meeting?
And I thought to myself, you know, I'm not upset about it, but should I be upset about it?
And that's what I said. I was like, I don't think he's upset by that, but he has the right to be upset.
Because producer Joe lost his job, but right. I'm not your superior. But then I thought about it. I'm thinking to myself, I don't know when the last time. And it's funny, I was actually talking about it with my wife, and I go, I don't know. I view Jackson as, I don't even know what the right way to say it. I don't know. Like we're in the foxhole together, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And I'm like, God, have I like lost Jackson to the point that he's like, fuck this guy? Not like internally fuck this guy, that you're so comfortable like fuck this guy that you say fuck off. I'm like, it didn't shake me, but then the more I thought about it, I'm like, should I be shook? And then should it shake me that I'm not shook? Follow me. Should it shake me that I'm not shook?
Right.
Because I didn't care, but then I'm like, is it fucked up that I don't care? And so I thought, you know what? I want to talk to you about it, and I'm going to talk to you about it on the podcast.
I think it's good. Yeah, it's cathartic.
So it's interesting that you were thinking about it.
Right.
Really?
I didn't think.
Because I'm like, did you just say that? But then I'm like, I don't really care. And it's great that you're so comfortable with me that you would say that to
right,
me.
Right.
But then I thought about it. I'm like, when is the last? And it's funny. I was talking to Henry. I go, now I know I've told you to fuck off. And I know she's told me to fuck off. But that comes with 15 years. And I would imagine a lot of spouses have at some point gone into a place that they wish they had back immediately.
Right.
And that's part of the wonderful marriage experience. But other than that, I don't know who. But I know you were joking.
Yeah, and that's... And
so I just don't care. But then I'm thinking, should I care? So I don't know. So it became more about me like going, am I too... I don't know what the right word for it is. I don't know. But I'm not your boss.
Right.
But I would never... But I view John Kiawski here and Tommy Maddard and Keith Krause as like our bosses by definition, even though they're like, well, you own the show. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm an employee.
Yeah.
And I know I wouldn't say that to them, even if we were like fucking around at a bar.
Right, right.
But I'm not saying that to make you feel badly about it. I'm going into a deep dive onto it, a relative deep dive. It's about a 7-foot deep dive. But I'm going, when it happened, I didn't think anything. And I'm like, and I felt so sick. I honestly thought I might have COVID actually while we were sitting there. And I felt shitty. I took a COVID test later that night. Didn't have it, obviously. But, it just didn't feel good. And I'm like, God, should I care?
Right.
So what was going through your mind on this?
So, in like content, like I was laughing when I said,
yes, to be clear, this wasn't like a hostile, everybody, it was in a conference room.
Yeah.
And probably 20 people and everybody else was laughing.
Right.
To be clear.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't even on my mind.
And my fuck off was met with uproarious laughter, I might have to add. And yeah, like going back on it, like you got like time and place kind of thing. And if I do it over again, I wouldn't do that in a sales meeting. Now, if it was you and I sitting here and that came up, I would still.
So the fuck off would be better if it were just the two of us as opposed to in front of 15 people.
Yeah, that was probably in bad form, and that's not, you know, who I really am. But
then I didn't care.
Right.
I mean, what's the deal with that?
Right. And you were the one laughing the hardest, which I enjoyed. So that made me. But like, yeah, if I could take that one back, I would. Not because of, you know, not because I was like, boy, I was so pissed I told him to fuck off. I just wouldn't have used the
but
term.
But then
fuck
I wondered
off.
If my joke. Was I out of
no,
line?
No. I wouldn't. It's busting balls. We did that.
Can we tell the joke?
Mm-mm.
We can't. And so I was thinking about talking about the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I like to talk about shit that would theoretically be quote unquote uncomfortable when I'm comfortable with a person. You know,
right,
I wouldn't
right,
do
right,
this
right.
with like some motherfucker I hate.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah.
be sitting with the motherfucker I hate. But I thought, yeah, I'll talk about it with him on the podcast. But then I'm like, oh, to tell the full story, I got to tell the joke. But then I don't think Jackson necessarily wants to tell the joke.
Right. And that tight rein.
Now, to be clear, obviously, I think at this point people know there's full transparency, but fuck, yeah. Who knows? People still think weird things that I can't control. But either way, the joke wasn't like this powerful, cutting joke.
No.
It was just like a throwaway thing that I have joked about with Jackson before
yes.
in front of the sales staff. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, God, if I honestly was, I'm like, fuck, if I've lost Jackson,
no, no.
This would really be an unfortunate thing because I just view us in the foxhole together.
Absolutely.
For real.
I'm the same way. And trust me, it's a good, I would like be totally comfortable talking about it if it didn't involve another person. Who's
right,
like,
and I know, and
not
since,
in the
that's how I am talking about my orgies.
Right, we Mr. X.
Yeah, to be 100% clear, I'm looking for them. I've enjoyed them. I want more of them. But it's surprisingly, I'm not the only one there.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people would enjoy it if I wasn't present. But
yeah.
In that case, it involves other people. So that's why I get it, and it does involve. And it was a really lighthearted thing, and
100%.
That's why I didn't think anything of it.
No.
But again, because I was feeling sick, I really did take a COVID test. Not that that's like a wow, bold, you know, but I took a COVID test a couple hours later, was feeling sick, and was kind of out of it. This is a long week for us. I mean, Iggy's
yeah.
portraying it as we're getting ready to storm the beaches. But it is for everybody at Hubbard because you have Point Fest, KC has their car show, there are a bunch of concerts. I mean, shit. A
ton of concerts.
Post Malone on Saturday night, this past Saturday night.
Pearl Jam Sunday.
I know the KC with Alice in Chains. I feel like there might have been a country show. I'm just not as locked in. You got the Lemmings open. So you know everybody's involved in things. We have TMA Live tonight.
Yeah.
Hubbard Office Party. There's a bunch of stuff, which is great. It's great because it's active and people want to have us there. So I was just kind of out of it. I'm like, oh shit! If I have COVID, what the fuck is going to happen?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like you can move the golf tournament or move the TMA Live. I mean, that's really a thing.
That'd be tough.
And then I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm like, fuck, is Jackson pissed?
No.
And then to give further context, earlier in the morning, I wouldn't say I was really on you. Now, do you think I was really on you?
No.
I will go into this because this involves kind of the business of the show.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you were on me. It was not. No, I didn't take it as directly
right.
onto me.
So it's a whatever. It's a show. Business, not as in show business like Ethel Merman, but
no business like show.
Right. Doug loves to perform that.
Of course.
Or was it the cat who loves performing?
I think the cat really liked
yes.
doing that.
I'm talking about the business of the show, and there was something that had come up, and I'm like, wow, I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah.
And I said, does Tommy know that's going on? No. And then you were like, and then I came in, and I'm like, okay, I don't think this is, I don't want to do it over text. So before we started the show,
right.
I pulled you aside and I said, here is the reasoning for the concern. But I'm like, God, did that come off the wrong way?
Mm-mm.
Because I recall meeting with somebody, now this is 15 years ago plus, where it was a totally calm conversation, like for real. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how often I've yelled at somebody just because I got yelled at growing up so much that I think I have a subliminal aversion to doing it to other people.
Yeah.
If I ever yelled in front of you, honestly, I'm curious because maybe in my mind I haven't, maybe I have.
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong necessarily with it. I just don't do it for the most part.
Yeah. The key with yelling, as my father was a principal, so he has a science to it,
sure.
is only using it like when you're really so
that's
hits.
What I do with my
so
son.
It cuts harder when you do
100%.
Because if all you do is yell, it doesn't.
It's like when I was getting hazed. It's like
yeah,
Kai.
That's exactly
it's like,
right.
Okay, this and it's kind of funny. The key now is not because I'm getting upset; it's to not laugh at the shit you guys are saying because it's so funny.
Yeah, right.
But I'm supposed to be whatever scared, yeah, so, and it's entertaining. Yeah. And if I start laughing, all hell will break loose.
Yep.
So. With regards to it, I'm like, God, did I piss him off this morning? And now he hasn't said anything to me because even though he knows I'm not the one signing his paycheck, and now I made the same joke that I've made a couple of times in these meetings, and he's finally had enough where he says, fuck off. And I'm going, this fucking sucks.
No, yeah, and I wish I would have talked to you after because, no, that is... that is not the case. I was not upset. It was much more of a joke. I've been using fuck off as a joke more. I'm kind of testing it out. And,
it's great material.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It actually,
well, you got to find the right audience for it.
Right. And it actually brings me back because I've been rewatching Succession. I know I've mentioned it the last podcast.
Logan Roy really enjoys a good fuck off.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. But there's a scene where Kendall, or not Kendall, Roman Roy, played by Macaulay Culkin's brother, Kieran Culkin, and his girlfriend, who he's not having sex with,
nice.
And Tom and Shiv are having dinner, and Shiv and Roman are just shitting all over Tom, and Tom just turns very politely to Shiv and goes, hey, Shiv, fuck off. And so I immediately thought of that when I was like, I hope I didn't come across. I wanted to come across as joking and not Tom from
right.
Succession.
No, that's the thing. Like, it didn't hit me until later, and I'm like, God, am I too soft that I'm just like letting people tell me fuck off? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, is it that point? Like, I am, I don't know, who is somebody that's been either in office or a boss where people were just like, oh, this fucking clown. I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody can think of. I'll probably get a million emails about it that I'm missing an obvious one. I don't know, like just like a total pushover. But at the same time, it's not like I'm like, I demand respect, because the moment you're like, I demand respect, you clearly don't have it, that you're demanding it.
Right.
I don't fucking care. That's the truth. But then I thought to myself, so I wasn't concerned that you said fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned that you were pissed
right.
about the discussion we had about the business of the show that in my mind wasn't that big of a deal, but I thought it would be better, because this is how I like to do business, face-to-face.
I agree. I'm agreed with that.
So I came in, quote-unquote, earlier at 6:55.
You did. I was like, oh, Tim's early.
6:55 as opposed to 7:04. And I'm like, hey, let me explain to you what I was talking about. And it's
right.
like, I didn't think I was motherfucking you, but at the same time, I've had people, well, like I said, this was one guy, this was a long time ago, and he walks out of my office, and he said to other people in the office, man, I just got my ass chewed out. I'm like, I didn't chew his ass out. I asked what happened, and I explained how we need to change it so it doesn't happen again. But it certainly, I wasn't raising my voice or chewing out his ass or firing him or threatening to fire him. And I go, God, my understanding is, we had a girl next door event, and a girl... People always enjoy a good girl next door event story.
As do I.
So this was at Hot Shots in Fenton, the Yankee Stadium of Hot Shots.
Absolutely.
And I guess a friend of one of the girl next door contestants came up to me, and I guess she was loaded for bear, and I don't know, she was complaining about the voting system or something like that, and that her friend didn't win. And because I guess I delivered it so emotionlessly but directly and factually that she was standing there with nothing to say, even though I didn't like say, hey, fuck off.
Yeah.
I just said, well, no, that's not true. And the reason is because half the vote's determined online and your friend finished fourth online and then she finished second here and it wasn't close and therefore she lost by about 30%. So there's really not that much to discuss about it.
Right.
She didn't know what to do. And she just like, oh, thank you for explaining it. And then she walked away. And then one of our photographers, Emily Campagna, wife of Jason Campagna, and they did all the photography with Sidura Photography. And I can't recall who else watched. And they're like, oh, my God, I've never really seen anybody do that to somebody. And I go, but I didn't do anything. I just said, this is the way that it is. But my question then becomes, am I such an asshole that I don't realize how big of an asshole I am? That is where I am. That is where I'm going. And I think that's where I was after the fuck off. And I'm like, God, this guy, who I view as a huge part of why we were able to do what we've done so far at Hubbard, leave KFNS and come here and do the whole station and I'll show on 101. And fuck, if I've pissed him off, that really sucks.
No.
And then I'd be irritated if you didn't come to me first and say you were pissed off.
Right.
Just in general. But I mean, I know that not everybody's cut from that.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable sitting down or whatever, you know?
Right. And
when I had a problem with Steve Savard, for example, real quickly, and
sure.
Which I might have told, I had a problem with, that's the reason I left KMOV 17 years ago. I wrote him an email and I still have it saved. And I occasionally will come past it and it makes me like tremble that I didn't talk with him face to face because I really liked and respected him. Both. I liked and respected him. And I knew he was a good guy too. And I fucking wrote an email, this long email, like a bitch. Now, granted, I was 27, but still, you know, it makes me ill. And then he wrote an email back and it was never the same. And I fucking hate that. I hate it. And it's my fault. So I realize not everybody's just like, cut from that way. But I hope you don't view me as like this. Well, clearly you don't because you're telling me to fuck off. But like this guy I can't fuck with.
No. And that's what I think that I want to come across is like with the joke of the fuck off and everything. Like if I ever had a problem, I would come to you and talk to you about it. And I was not upset with you even after that morning. Like it was just, you've taught me a lot and I'm very, very grateful for it. And I know that when you were talking to me, you weren't talking like, why did you do this?
Right.
Third, it was, I need to understand.
It wasn't you. I wanted to understand.
Right. And I knew that that's how you were coming about it. And then when you talked to me, I even appreciated it more because I am that way too. Like sometimes it's hard to vocalize what you're saying over text. So the best way to do it is just like have a 5-minute conversation about it. And so I appreciated that big time. And yeah, with the joke that you made in the sales, I just joked. And I remember exactly, I was sitting on my couch. It was Tuesday, so I guess I was watching the Cardinal game. And I was just like, yeah, did I tell Tim to fuck off in the middle of a sales meeting? I was like, man, I probably should conduct myself a little bit better. Like, they're going to think of me as this little rapscallion.
I was really like, I'm like, boy, I know Jackson's gotten a little more comfortable slash confident, which is great. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. But I'm like, my God.
Bold.
If he's at a point now where he's, in front of 15 people, including our general sales manager, telling me to fuck off, I don't know how to handle it. I got to be honest. Like, I'm like, what do I do with this situation here?
Yeah. What a heel turn that would be.
Yeah, and that's a thing. But again, I felt ill, so I wasn't right. I still don't feel great, but I know I don't have COVID.
Yeah.
Got the booster yesterday, as a matter of fact, and my left shoulder is...
Is that going to affect your ball striking tomorrow?
I don't know, because it affected my sleep last night. And then I said to Anna Marie, I said, is this a weird thing? She goes, oh God, here we go with, because it's always something, because it's always some stupid fucking thing when we're both exhausted after getting the kids to bed. And she goes, I've met Jackson. I know you love Jackson and I can't imagine that it would. And I go, I know, but I'm just like, I met with him before the show about something and I'm like, I know this happened the thing that I'm talking about with the one guy happened in 2007 or 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going, he thought I chewed him out, but I know that I'm so direct that I think it's a good thing. I know I would like to personally work for somebody where I always know where I am.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then you're going to be direct.
Yep.
But then at the same time, that's what I like. And maybe other people would prefer somebody who's just kind of blowing smoke up their ass, but in the back of your mind, you can't trust them. But maybe you don't realize you can't trust them. And so I don't know. I don't know. So that's what I was like. I'm like, fuck. But I mean, like the Plowboy and Iggy and Doug, they're not as active with the business of the show as you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a totally different interaction. And I was thinking about it, I'm like, God, in the history of the show, have we ever had a situation where somebody said fuck off to somebody? And there was a time, and Doug and I were talking about this. I don't even know how we got on this. This was in a commercial break yesterday, too. Doug and I have some good ones in commercial breaks lately. by good ones, I mean, we actually talk some stuff about the show as opposed to just like, I mean, I don't want to like make it sound like it's profound. It's just, it's like, as opposed to like talking about ridiculous stuff. And like, for example, like, do you really think Iggy's really real? Or do you think this, like, he'll ask me that? And like the cat and Doug got sideways in an argument real briefly. I don't know when it was, 2007 or 2008, and Doug lost it on him, but I don't think he said fuck off. And I think that's the most heated it's been as far as like an argument on the show. And I'm going, yeah, so I don't think I've told somebody to fuck off. So then I'm going, should I say something to him about it? Like, I'm mad, but then I'm not. So then I would be like just totally acting like I do with Jameson when he pisses me off and I know I've got to take a stand.
Yeah.
So I really went into the tank on this, and then we've been so busy with doing shit, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to talk about it on a podcast.
No,
I'm gonna,
I think that's
and then I'll know if you're like, I don't want to air this, and I'll be like, oh fuck, he really is pissed off.
No, that's.
But the one thing that you don't want discussed is the one thing that I figured you probably wouldn't want to involve because it involves somebody else, which I completely respect.
Yeah. Yep. That's you nailed
it. That to me is that's essentially the Geneva Convention of broadcasting / podcasting, which I kind of live by. If you bring in the innocence, so to speak,
right.
Now you've gone against the code.
Right.
And now you're exposed to God only knows what kind of retribution.
Absolutely.
So I would never do that. But, yeah, so I thought about it, and I thought, I've got some questions here, but they're about Missouri football. And I know that's got a limited audience.
Yeah. And it's not evergreen.
Yeah. A good fuck-off discussion.
Yeah, I think this was good.
But producer Joe, now producer Joe says and we're about to do pick six here, right, when we're done with this. Producer Joe says the fuck off that he said to our general manager, that wasn't the whole reason he was fired. But he did tell him the fuck off. And so I thought, well, God, I guess that's a fireable offense.
Right.
I don't really want Jackson fired, and I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I want to understand what was going on that you would say it, because I'm like, man, if I've pissed him off, we got to figure that out.
Right. No, and I hear you on that. And no, you did not piss me off. And like the word itself.
Have you been telling anybody else to fuck off over the last week?
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gareth. Did Gareth get it?
Yeah, probably when he told me to bet the Colts, I told him to fuck off. he's a big Colts fan. But
never bet with your heart, Gareth.
Yeah. He needs to learn that quickly. The word is so harsh, but I wish like we had audio of me saying it because it was so, it was delivered in, like, I was literally laughing hard.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
And I was sitting right next to you.
Right, right. And it was just like, and like I said, if I could take it back, not because like I was pissed and I wish I wasn't pissed then, I wasn't pissed at all. I just wish I wouldn't have said that in the sales meeting because that's not how you want to conduct
yourself.
Yeah,
I suppose maybe if it were just us sitting here bullshitting, you said, fuck, I probably wouldn't think as, but again, right. I didn't think much of it. What I thought about was like, God, is he pissed about the thing earlier in the morning, which I didn't think anything of. And I thought the right thing to do was to leave my house early. And I'm sitting there. I'm sure you're like, God, this motherfucker's texting me from his house at 6:45 and the show starts in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, 22 minutes.
No.
You really don't think that? Because I think about it sometimes. Or you're like, is he texting and driving? Maybe you're thinking that. But I'm really, when I'm texting you almost all the time, unless I'm really running late, I am at my house
in
the morning. And we do go through usually show shit and merch shit in the morning.
Right. No, and I'm never like, why isn't this MF-er here to just do the exact same thing you're doing sitting in your house? That would make, you know, do whichever you want. You always come in on time, so it doesn't matter. I'm lucky where like I don't get pissed for long periods of time. Like if I get pissed, which happens, you know, I mean, once a week.
What have you been pissed about? Have I ever pissed you off? How about that? What about that?
Never like something like, I guess I've been inconvenienced once or twice, but
and you have, which is one of the things I'm in awe of. You're almost always available,
right? And that's just because.
And
like,
at some point, probably within the next 5 years, that will come to an end.
Yeah, yeah. But for now, I like to, you know, if you need some,
that's a great thing,
and I can do it. I'm more than happy to do it. But no, I've never ever been. I don't think anyone on the show has ever like truly pissed me off.
Yeah, I don't think, especially like with the five people on the show right now, there's definitely not bullshit going on behind the scenes. That's why I'm like, am I missing it? Do I do this often? I'm like, God, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
And then I try to, but I am not to you what John Kiawski is to me. So it's not an apples to apples comparison.
Right, right. And I would never, ever like. And
but I mean, if I'm joking around, it's just, I don't know. I that's the thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
But then I started wondering, should I care? And then the bigger thing was, is Jackson pissed, but he just doesn't want to deal with it?
Right. And that's not the case.
No. And then I'm like, okay, is this like Joe Pesci with Ray Liotta in Goodfellas?
where I'm taking notes.
Well, yeah, like, you're a funny guy. How?
That, yeah. Okay. I got you.
You know, and I'm like, hold on a second. Should I be pissed? Am I that big of a? But I'm not. To me, we're all on the equal footing. The only difference is my company owns the intellectual property of this, and that's it.
Right.
Even though I think there are people in the audience who think, for whatever reason, I'm hiding something. Can't figure that. That was one of the questions that I had for QFTA. Yeah. All right, there it is. We can call this the fuck off episode. We can call it Jackson tells Tim to f whatever the little thing.
That's
to block
literally
that
what
off.
I was going to suggest. Perfect. I said yeah. Jackson tells Tim to fuck off.
Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be a good discussion for people. You can email in your thoughts, teamrkernan at InsideSTL.com. We got to go record Pick 6. It's nonstop content being churned out here. This has been the Tim McKernan Show, QFTA, from the HomeLoanExpert.com studios.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.